This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of the northeastern state of New Jersey says he's been falsely accused of accepting bribes, but won't be, quote, distracted from Senate work. Menendez was charged with his wife on Friday. Prosecutors say a search of the couple's home found $100,000 in gold bars and $480,000 in hidden cash. The indictment alleges Menendez provided sensitive U.S. government information and took other steps to secretly help Egypt, including ghostwriting a letter pushing other senators to lift a hold on $300 million in aid. There were emotional scenes outside Brazil's Supreme Court on Thursday as justices ruled in favor of indigenous land rights in a historic win. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
9 of its 11 justices rejected an interpretation which restricted indigenous land rights to areas that were physically occupied by native communities since 1988, when Brazil passed its constitution. The Supreme Court ruling was vital to resolve some 300 pending land recognition claims, according to indigenous leaders, who said communities would now be protected from land grabbers and invasion by illegal loggers and gold miners. Activists say it's also a victory for global efforts against climate change, as it would prevent deforestation on indigenous land.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged Canada to stay with his country to victory as he went to the Canadian Parliament seeking to bolster support from Western allies for Ukraine's war against the Russian invasion. Zelensky says Canada has always been on the, quote, bright side of history in fighting previous wars and that it's helped save thousands of lives in this war with aid. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced an additional $650 million Canadian, or about $482 million U.S., over 3 years for 50 armored vehicles that will be built in Canada. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is at the cusp of a historic breakthrough leading to a peace agreement with Saudi Arabia, but he did not outline a clear path for clearing the hurdles facing such a deal. In an address to the UN General Assembly on Friday, Netanyahu said, quote, "Peace between Israel and Saudi Arabia will truly create a new Middle East. The U.S. has been seeking to broker an agreement in which Saudi Arabia would normalize relations with Israel in exchange for a U.S. defense pact, aid in developing a civilian nuclear program, and progress towards creating a Palestinian state." World leaders are hoping to soon send Kenyan troops to Haiti to quell gang violence there. VOA's senior Washington correspondent Carolyn Pruschetti reports.
Kenya will lead a multinational effort of at least 1,000 soldiers to help restore peace.
Mr. President, so good to see you.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken walks across the room to shake the hand of Kenyan President William Ruto Thursday at the United Nations, just a few hours before Ruto said this before the UN General Assembly.
The cry of our brothers and sisters, who were the first people to win their struggle for freedom from colonial tyranny, has reached our ears and touched our hearts.
So far, Jamaica and the Bahamas have offered to assist Kenya. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News at the United Nations.
A small but restive volcano near the Philippine capital of Manila spewed above average sulfur dioxide and volcanic smog on Friday, prompting authorities to close schools in dozens of cities and towns and to urge people to stay indoors. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports.
Located in a scenic lake in Batangas province near Manila, Taal, which is 1,020 foot high, is among the most active of 24 volcanoes in the Philippines. In January 2020, it spewed a column of ash and steam as high as 9.3 miles, forcing more than 100,000 people to evacuate and causing dozens of flight cancellations. Volcanic smog, or VOG, consists of fine droplets containing volcanic gas like sulfur that can irritate the eyes, throat, and respiratory tract.
A military judge at Guantanamo Bay has ruled one of the 9/11 defendants too mentally ill to stand trial. Judge Colonel Matthew McCall's ruling late Thursday comes after a military medical panel found that the man's abuse in CIA custody years earlier has rendered him psychotic. A military medical panel last month diagnosed Al-Shabay as having post-traumatic stress disorder with secondary psychosis and linked it to his abuse during his 4 years in CIA custody. A Yemeni, Al-Shabay is accused of organizing one cell of the 19 hijackers who commandeered four commercial airplanes to carry out the September 11th, 2001 attacks. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.